Yeah, that's the way it goes. We have saved of the best for near the last conversation, because I probably have known these two guys longer than any of the people that I have known up here. We already talked about you earlier, Barry, going to K College, Kalamazoo College.
Absolutely.
Which a woman who went to Harvard but did not announce that and was embarrassed when I brought it up, said that, in fact, Kalamazoo has been known as the Harvard of the up north, or whatever they
Harvard
say,
Midwest. Harvard of the Midwest.
Harvard of the Midwest. And I always said Harvard was the Michigan of the East, but nobody else said that.
No. Jeez, that's unbelievable.
It's hard to imagine, isn't it? And Paul Beachnow, the executive director of the Gaylord Area Convention and Tourism Bureau, we've known you for a very long time, so this must mean you've been in this position for a long time, or you were in another position before this. I don't
30,
know.
37 years.
Is that all?
37 years in Gaylord, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
I
must
love
be
it
doing
there.
Something right.
Yeah, I just try and stay one step ahead of the board of my bosses.
Well, you're doing a nice job, because Gaylord and the Gaylord Area Convention and Tourism Bureau is really highly regarded in the world of tourism by all of us.
Thank you.
And Barry, of course, the Treetops General Manager, and he's been up north for years in other positions, but this is the position of note right now. And it was a tough winter. Without any question, but you guys did okay.
Yeah, we got through it. I mean, it's you hope for the best and you plan for alternatives, and so we zigged and zagged and made adjustments and stuff like that and got through it, and a lot of good things happened throughout the course of the winter. We learned some things like you always do, and we're really fired up for the summer season to start. And we kick off the golf season May 2nd. We're actually open right now. We've got a lot of meetings and different events taking place. But May 2nd, golf kicks off. And then big weekend, that weekend there, an event called Grill on the Hill. We're open.
That's May 4th?
Yes, that's a Saturday, yep. Yep, and
don't you get people from all over the country competing in this Grill on the Hill, if I remember this correctly?
We do. We actually, the team sign-up is kind of off the charts. Another Michigan, a wonderful Michigan company is our title sponsor in the event, Ebel's, which is a large market, particularly meat market, very famous for all their different types of meats, and they're providing all the proteins for all the teams, which are briskets, ribs, and pork butt, and so it's just going to be a lot of fun that weekend.
Isn't there a better name they can come up with for the pork dish?
You know, what do you
pork butt? It's it. That's what it is. It's pork butt.
It's pork butt. Hey, do you want a little of my pork butt? Sure, I'll try that. I don't know.
I knew you were going to go there as soon as I said.
How could I not? You just laid it out in front of me. We have a competition in the pork butt. All right, so is it a different competition for each cut of meat?
So there's individual, and then there's overall, and then there's taster's choice. So there's a lot of – so there's actual judges that will do the judging for each of the different categories, and then an overall winner. But then there's people's choice, I should say. So everybody that comes that day to partake and listen to music and drink beverages and to taste meat, they'll be able to vote. They'll have one vote to pick their favorite thing, so there's a People's Choice Award winner, too.
So is it free for them to try all the different meats?
It is not.
You have to pay a fee to be a part of the event. That
Absolutely.
Makes sense, because there's a lot of expense involved here.
Yeah, they come in and
pork
they get...
Pork butts don't come cheap.
Pork butts are not cheap. Yes. Neither is brisket or ribs, Paul.
Yeah, but they're not nearly as much fun to say. So that's Grill on the Hill... May 4th, simply go to treetops.com.
That'd be great, Paul. Great right. to go there.
Treetops. And do you have for GaylordMichigan.net?
Yeah.
That proves he's been there for over 30 years, because who the heck uses .net anymore? Huh?
Pork butts.
Old school. Old school.
And GaylordMichigan.net, Paul Beachnow, Executive Director, Gaylord Area Convention and Tourism Bureau. You, of course, Barry's event at Treetops is a part of your...
It is.
You fold that in with all the events that you have.
Yeah, so we actually sponsor a team in Barry's Grill on the Hill. And our team, sponsored by the Gaylord Tourism Bureau, won the People's Choice Award. So Christy that was with us at dinner last night. Her husband, Andy, is an amazing grill master, has an amazing grill. And our slogan, because I want to circle back to the butts, so we smoked pork butts, and our slogan.
Is it legal to smoke pork butts now in Michigan?
It is now legal.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
There are many,
if
many
you
places.
Have your card.
You don't need a card anymore.
Okay, good.
But our slogan for our team, since we won People's Choice Award, is Best Butts in Town.
I am so glad you're here to help me with this. It's hard carrying the weight myself on these things. Best butts in town. Well, we're clearly having too much fun. It's late in the day, and you've been to too many meetings starting early this morning. Well, it started at dinner last night, frankly.
I'd like to add something else, but yeah, we don't ahead. Have time.
Oh. Well, you got me on that one, yeah. All right, Barry Owens, Treetops General Manager. May 2nd, they're starting to golf, and there'll be billions and billions and billions of rounds, but they still have room for you. And don't miss the Grill on the Hill May 4th. Again, treetops.com. And then overseeing all of that through beautiful Gaylord, Michigan, the executive director of the Gaylord Area Convention and Tourism Bureau, a great place to go and to spend time with your family, Paul Beach now at GaylordMichigan.net, GaylordMichigan.net. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Great day.
Next time, bring a pork butt sandwich, if you would.
Not a problem.
Okay. 143 on WJR.